Gabrick to Kopitar. To Gabrick, who scores! Oh, it doesn't get any better than that.
The action on the ice might be over,
but we're just getting warmed up.
It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times.
Toffoli to the net, shoots, scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at Staples Center where the Kings win it 2-1 over the New York Islanders. So the Kings improve their homestand record to 2-2-0. One game left Saturday with Edmonton. This season here at Staples Center, the Kings are now 6-5-0. Before we get to Darrell, let's pause 10 seconds right now for station identification on the Kings Radio Network. King to Carver, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station.
We mentioned the Kings on the homestand now 2-2-0 with the loss. The Islanders 1-1 on their three-game road trip here in California that will wrap up tomorrow in Anaheim. All right, let's head downstairs, check in with Darrell Evans and his guest.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I'm down here with Christian Ehrhoff. Christian, a solid game by your hockey club tonight. You fall behind early, you battle back, you got the lead, and after that there was no looking back.
Yeah, it was a good effort by us. You know, we defended most of the third period, but did a good job in our own end, and Jonas played a hell of a game for us, and we're happy with the win tonight.
Now you say, you know, in the third period you're really defending a lot, but you guys did a great job at staying close together, compact in the defensive zone, got it out for the most part on the first attempt. And one thing that really seemed like you were able to do is because the forwards were back checking so strong, you were able to stand up on the blue line.
Yeah, for sure. We didn't give them easy plays. You know, they had to work for their chances, and we played tight as a five-man unit, and we're going to need more of that moving forward.
And we look at the power play tonight. They score a goal for the fifth straight game. You were part of that goal tonight. Winning the faceoff by Kopitar really paid off. It's always a huge part, especially when you have that man advantage.
Yeah, that's something we want to take pride in, win the special teams battle, and got another power play goal tonight, and that was a game winner, so that's huge.
And the penalty kill has been very solid again. Two-man disadvantage tonight, this one here for 45 seconds. The Kings have been short by two men five times this year, and yet you found a way to be able to get it done, averaging almost a minute short per time.
Yeah, it's huge, and that gives the whole team a big boost coming out of that, killing off a 5-on-3, and we like you said, we did a good job on the penalty kill again tonight, and like I said, that's something we want to take pride in, and we want to be strong because makes a difference in the end of the game.
And one more game left on this five-game homestand against the Edmonton Oilers, a team that you've seen that game coming up on Saturday night. How important is that game before you guys take to a five-game road trip?
It's big for us. You know, we got to make sure we finish this homestand with a win. We already dropped a couple points here and there, and you know, going on the road, we got to make sure we get those 2 points against Edmonton.
Appreciate your time tonight, Christian. Good luck to you and your teammates in the game Saturday night against the Edmonton Oilers. And again, congratulations on tonight's win.
Thanks, Sarah.
All right, Nick, back up to you.
All right, Christian Ehrhoff joining us on the post-game show. He assisted on the Doughty power play goal. Ehrhoff, five assists this season, and all five have come with the man advantage. As a matter of fact, he and Tyler Toffoli now co-lead the team in power play points with five apiece. 2-1, the Kings win it. We'll take a break. The highlights when we return after this on Talk Radio 790, KABC, and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. 25 hours in a day now. What's that?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo. Good times.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
It's time to save that South Bay Toyota.
If you want an easy way to buy a car, then South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Located in the heart of LA South Bay, just off the 405 freeway at the Western Avenue exit, one block north. And when you buy direct, you won't have to pay those broker fees. So come to South Bay Toyota and experience the best customer service, and they'll have you out in less than 1 hour. And always remember,
it's time to save at South Bay Toyota.
Blocking a puck traveling 100 miles an hour takes incredible skill and talent. But you know what takes even more skill and talent? Developing life-saving treatments and surgeries that doctors at Children's Hospital Los Angeles perform every year for thousands of sick kids right here in L.A. So please, join the Kings in supporting life-saving care and research at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. So if you live L.A., give L.A. Make a donation at chla.org/kings. That's chla.org/kings.
Kings Hockey Now.
Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike.
Tomorrow at noon.
7979 KABC.
Post game show continues. 2-1, the Kings a winner over the New York Islanders. The teams traded goals in the first period, and it was New York 10:41 into the game that took a 1-0 lead. Boychuk now for Oposo. And for Tavares to center ice the Islanders. Tavares can't get around a defender. McNabb with a puck. Oposo keeps it in. Moves right circle. It rolled off his stick. Now at the right circle. Quick shot, score! Brock Nelson. Well, Oposo was trying to negotiate a bouncing puck at the right circle. He could not, but he stayed with it in the corner. He was there with Tavares, and they got the puck to Brock Nelson at the right circle. And he beat Enroth up high. Brock Nelson and the Islanders have taken a 1-0 lead. And for Brock, his fourth goal of the year, his line mates Tavares and Oposo with the assist. That goal at 10:41. The Islanders scoring that goal, the game's first goal, between a couple of penalty kills. They took the game's first penalty. Cizikas early on, then DeHaan. Right after the Nelson goal, but they killed him off. But then DeHaan took his second penalty of the first period. The Kings had the game's first three power plays, and the Kings' power play that's been red hot lately came through to tie it up. Off the draw, Kopitar out to Erhoff. Right side to Doughty, moves in, shoots, scores! Andre Kopitar won the draw. That was the first key. And when Erhoff got it across to Doughty, Doughty had a lot of room. He moved in a couple of strides and just blasted one past Halak. Power play goal on the third power play chance of the period. Drew Doughty and the Kings have tied the game at one. And for Drew, his second goal of the season. Both have come on the power play. Erhoff and Kopitar assisting. For Andre Kopitar, the assist, his first power play point this season. So Doughty ties it at 16:23. Drew now with 9 points in his last 9 games, 2 goals and 7 assists. And the goal for the Kings gives them power play goals now in 5 straight games. So that goal tied it, and that was the score at the end of one period. And then early in period number two, the Kings scored what proved to be the game winner. And now Doughty with the puck. Got it from Erhoff. Plays it ahead for Lucic. Went over his stick into the Islander zone. Boychuk back. Bumped by Lucic. Puck to Toffoli in front of backhander. Save. Score! Milan Lucic on the rebound. And it looked like Halak was going to track it. I think he's kind of upset with himself, Halak, for misplaying that. Second opportunity. Tyler Toffoli had the first bid from in tight. A backhander. The save was made. And then the puck, I think, was tipped by Lucic, went off a lock, may have gone off a leg, possibly Lucic's or a defender, and in. But the Kings will take it. They're up 2-1. Yeah, they'll take it because that's the game-winning goal. Lucic is fourth from Toffoli and Carter. That goal at 3:28 of the second period. That line with their goal tonight now has scored 21 of the 39 goals the Kings have this season. Toffoli with 10, Carter with 7, Lucic now with 4. So it was 2-1 after two periods, and in the third period, the Islanders had a glorious chance to tie it up. But with McNabb and Doughty in the penalty box, 45 seconds, the Islanders had a two-man advantage. The Kings killed it off. Remember the other day when Florida was in here last Saturday, Kings killed off a two-man advantage, and then they got momentum, scored three straight goals in about 3.5 minutes in the second period and went on to win that game. So a big lift right there. And the Islanders had chances. Brock Nelson hit a post. Oposo hit a post. Boychuk hit a post in that third period. And this was one of the better saves by Enroth that came 12 minutes into the third period. Play underway, in on right wing. Kuhlman around Doughty and on goal, a shot. Save is made by Enroth. Big stop right there. Enroth on Kuhlman after Kuhlman turned around defenseman Drew Doughty. So that stop by Enroth, one of his 31 saves here tonight. And that preserved the lead, and the Kings held on. Islanders, of course, pulled the goaltender late in the third period, but the Kings hold on, a 2-1 win. We'll take a break. We'll look at the final numbers and the out-of-town scoreboard when the postgame returns after this on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the Kings Radio Network, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. 25 hours in a day now. What's that?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo. Good times.
To those who say, just as the sun rises in the east, so too must breakfast be enjoyed in the morning. McDonald's now says, yeah, we don't really agree with that. Introducing McDonald's new all-day breakfast menu. Now you can get a hot and freshly made Egg McMuffin sandwich, hash browns, and other delectable breakfast tastes day and night. It's time to start enjoying the breakfast you love anytime you wish. Breakfast items vary by location. Deliciousness doesn't.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Postgame show continues. 2-1 the Kings over the New York Islanders as we look at the final numbers. Shots on goal, Islanders 32, Kings with 22. Jonas Enroth, this was his first start as a King on home ice. He is now 3-0 in three starts. He also won at St. Louis, won at San Jose. He's only given up two goals in three starts. Enroth the win, Halak the loser. Halak is now 4-4-1. The Kings are 3-1-0 against teams from the East this year, and the Islanders 6-2-1 against Western Conference opponents. Kings home record 6-5-0 on the road. The Islanders 500-3-3-1. Kings 1-3 on the power play. The Doughty goal in the first period with a man advantage. Kings have power play goals now in five straight, and the Islanders power play went 0-4-3. Now, checking the other action, a lot of other games. Colorado wins at Boston 3-2. Soderberg, Beaujolais, and Duchesne for Colorado. Spooner and Chara for the Bruins. Colorado 3 and Boston 2. Minnesota in overtime beats Carolina 3-2. Zucker had a pair. Vanek with one. Nastrashel and Falk for Carolina. Minnesota improving to 10-3-2. The red-hot New York Rangers keep rolling. A 6-3 win at home over the Blues tonight. Six different Rangers scored. Girardi, Brassard, Miller, Hayes, Zuccarello, and McDonough. Another win for Henrik Lundqvist. He improves to 9-2-2. The Rangers are 12-2-2. Rangers over St. Louis 6-3. Washington goes into Philadelphia, improves their record to 11-4-0 with a 5-2 win over the Flyers. Chimera had a couple. Former King Justin Williams, a goal. Backstrom and Oshie. Giroux and Lawton for Philadelphia. Caps 5, Flyers 2. Buffalo gets to 500 on the season, 8-8-0 now. They win in Florida, 3-2. Gianta, Franzen, and Reinhardt for the Sabres. Florida goals, Huberdeau and Trocheck, 3-2. Buffalo a win in Florida. Tampa Bay at home beats Calgary 3-1. Johnson, Stamkos, and Boyle with goals. Bennett for Calgary. Ben Bishop got the win. Ottawa helping out the Kings. They win at home over Vancouver 3-2. Ryan, Weidman, and Carlson for the Senators. Edler and Berchi for Vancouver as Andrew Hammond got the win and goal. 3-2 Ottawa over Vancouver. Maple Leafs win on the road 2-1 in Nashville. Bozak a goal. Weber a goal. That game went to a shootout. Toronto winning at 2-1 in Nashville. New Jersey goes into Chicago, beats the Blackhawks 3-2. Henrique, Palmieri, and Kalinin with the goals for the Devils. Panarin and Patrick Kane's league-high 11th for Chicago. The Devils playing well early on. They're now 9-6-1. 3-2 Devils, a win in Chicago. Dallas keeps rolling. They improved to 13-4-0. They win at home 6-3 over the Winnipeg Jets. Hemsky, Roussel, Sevier, Jamie Benz, 11th. Klingberg and Fiddler for the Stars. For Winnipeg, Wheeler, Truba, and Myers. Arizona playing well. They improved to 9-6-1. 4-1 winner at home over Edmonton tonight. The rookie Max Domi, his 8th. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Shane Doan, and Elliott with goals. For Edmonton, Taylor Hall. Arizona 4 and the Oilers 1. And as we update the division standings, the Kings are back in first. 20 points. 1 point ahead of Vancouver and Arizona. Arizona now very much in the mix. The other teams that played in the division, Edmonton in sixth place, Calgary seventh place, they both lost. So from top to bottom, LA 20 points, Arizona, Vancouver 19 apiece. San Jose and Anaheim have 14, Edmonton 12, and Calgary with 11. And the Oilers will be here to wrap it up on Saturday, wrap up the homestand. Programming note, next up on the flagship, KABC. Kings Talk. Give us a call. We'll be across the street at the JW Marriott at the Mixing Room, 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. Once again, we thank our network producers, Wayman Porter and Colin Yee tonight, on-site producer John Traconis. And next for the Kings, the Edmonton Oilers here Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. Earlier start, 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame, 7 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the radio network TV side, Fox Sports West, at 7 o'clock. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Staples Center. Again, the final score, the Kings 2 and the Islanders 1. So long, everybody.
The Los Angeles Kings postgame show brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Morongo, good times is now over. But the Kings' quest to reclaim their throne is far from over. Be sure to tune in next time as the Kings go for 3 cups in 5 years on your home for Kings hockey. Talk Radio 790 KABC and the Kings Radio Network.
KABC News, live and local at 10:35. I'm Gary Garris. And L.A. firefighters are at a high-rise hotel at 550 South Flower Street in downtown Los Angeles, where a loud noise was reported on the building's roof and a sprinkler was activated on the 12th floor. A vehicle involved in a two-car collision struck a house in West Hollywood tonight, injuring one of the drivers and damaging the front wall and a window of the home at 7414 Fountain Avenue, but the car didn't go completely into the house. One of the drivers was taken to Cedars-Sinai for treatment of neck and back pain. Two people were injured in the crash of a small plane in a field near Maxwell and Lake Hughes Road in Lake Hughes tonight. The single-engine Beechcraft had 3 people on board and was en route from Bakersfield to Foxfield in Lancaster when it went down. U.S. forces targeted Jihadi John, the masked beheading butcher of ISIS, in an airstrike in Raqqa, Syria tonight. Confidence is high that the target has been terminated.
Not absolute confirmation, but the Pentagon saying that it had an airstrike, it was targeting Jihadi John, and they do believe they got him.
Correspondent Barbara Starr at the Pentagon. A temporary delay has been granted, postponing the scheduled November 23rd deposition of Bill Cosby in connection with a defamation lawsuit.
A state appeals court has issued an order temporarily delaying taking depositions of Bill Cosby and his former attorney Martin Singer in connection with a defamation lawsuit filed against the comedian by former model Janice Dickinson. A hearing on challenges to the deposition will now take place. Cosby's deposition had been scheduled for November 23rd in Boston. Dickinson contends Cosby, through his attorney at the time, Martin Singer, defamed Dickinson by calling her a liar when the supermodel came forward with a story alleging Cosby had drugged and raped her in Lake Tahoe in the 1980s. Tom Perumian, KABC News.
It's windy and dry in much of Los Angeles County, raising the risk of wildfires. Meteorologist Emily Thornton with the National Weather Service in Oxnard.
When you have gusty northeast winds come into LA County, you're usually having some type of mild Santa Ana event. And when this occurs, a lot of the vegetation in the mountains, in the valley areas, is very dry and the winds are blowing from the northeast.
A red flag warning is in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night for most of Southern California. Now from the Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports Desk, the L.A. Kings reigned over the New York Islanders 2-1 the final at Staples Center tonight. Colorado rolled over the Boston Bruins 3-2. The New York Rangers beat the St. Louis Blues 6-3. The Washington Capitals capped the Philadelphia Flyers tonight 5-2. The Minnesota Wild edged the Carolina Hurricanes 3-2 in overtime. The Ottawa Senators clipped the Vancouver Canucks 3-2. The Tampa Bay Lightning upset the Calgary Flames 3-1. The Buffalo Sabres surprised the Florida Panthers 3-2. Meanwhile, the Toronto Maple Leafs got by the Nashville Predators 2-1 in a shootout. The New Jersey Devils defeated the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2. The Dallas Stars eclipsed the Winnipeg Jets 6-3. And the Arizona Coyotes blasted the Edmonton Oilers 4-1. In the NBA, the Clippers fell to the Phoenix Suns 118-104. NFL Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills beat the New York Jets 22-17. KABC Southern California weather, clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, except for the mid-50s to around 60 up in the hills. For Friday, sunny skies, highs in the mid-70s to lower 80s. Right now we have 59 in Santa Monica, 58 downtown Los Angeles, 57 in Santa Ana. I'm Gary Garrison, 790 KABC News. Once again, the final score, the Kings 2, the Islanders 1. Back with Nick and Darrell on the Kings Radio Network and 790 KABC, sponsored by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa.
The final horn is blown and the fat lady is singing. But you're just tuning in?
Gee willikers, did I miss the match, eh?
Yes, but after every Southern California broadcast, Nick and Darrell are doing a little overtime of their own. It's Kings Talk. Heard exclusively on 790 KABC, covering all things Kings and taking your calls at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Call in now with your thoughts and comments on tonight's game and be a part of the show. Kings Talk with Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans starts now.
Welcome back to Kings Talk. Darrell Evans along with Nick Nixon. We're at the mixing room with the JW Marriott over at LA Live tonight. The Kings defeat the Islanders by a score of 2-1. And with the victory, Kings move into first place in the Pacific Division. So big win for the Kings tonight. Fourth of a five-game homestand. The homestand will conclude on Saturday night. They take on the Edmonton Oilers, and then they'll embark on a five-game road trip. So very positive note for the Kings tonight. Huge team effort. Strong penalty kill, another power play goal, power play goals in five straight games for the Kings, and solid goaltending by Jonas Enroth as he improves to 3-0 in goal for the Kings. If you want to give us a call and comment on tonight's game, what's going on with the Kings, feel free to do so. It's 800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KABC. Busy schedule around the NHL tonight. 24 teams in action, and the Kings got a little bit of help, but again, the big thing is helping yourself by winning your own games, and Kings were able to do that. They now sit as top the Pacific Division. We're going to go right to the phone lines. Kevin, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments for tonight?
Awesome. Thanks, Nick and Darrell. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate the show. Love the show. Big Kings fan, actually living in San Jose, repping the Kings in enemy waters, but, you know, doing what we got to do. But, hey, I just wanted to ask you guys, you know, obviously a lot of people are talking about Giannis. You know, he's playing great, great backup for the Kings this year. But I really wanted to see what you guys thought about, you know, a new Kings player being Lucic, how he's doing for the Kings. Really, you know, the grittiness, the getting behind, you know, getting down behind the goal, really the work that he's putting in to really make an effort so far this season.
Well, then, Kevin, I think Milan Lucic is doing exactly what the Kings expected or hoped he would do when they acquired him. He's a big presence on the ice. He's a very physical player. He's amongst the leaders on the Kings and also in the league. I think he's really adapted nicely. The first few games when he was playing on a line with Kopitar and Gabrick, things didn't get off to a good start, but I don't necessarily say it was himself. The Kings themselves didn't play well in the first three games, and it was a tough environment. Anytime you bring somebody in from a different team, you want to have a good environment around there, and the Kings did not create that for him. I think there's some differences. You know, you look at the beginning of the year, he was playing with Andrei Kopitar. Kopitar's a left-handed centerman. Jeff Carter's a right-handed centerman. A little different position as to where you get pucks when the centerman is passing it to you. And he commented on that a couple of times earlier on when he started to play with Jeff Carter. It was an easier read for him. And that's what he's been accustomed to having when he was with the Boston Bruins. He basically had a right-handed shooting centerman that he played with the majority of his career in Boston. So whether that be the case or not, he has adjusted really nicely. He had a five-game point streak going on. He's finding his way around, and I think he's getting himself into better shape, not to say that he wasn't in shape when he came to training camp, but there's a difference between playing in the East Conference and a West Conference, a little different pace to the game, the physical part of it as well, and there's no doubt in my mind that you know, what we're seeing from, you know, from Lucic right now is what the Kings had hoped for. And you know, he's in the last year of a contract, so he's got a lot to play for, and the Kings want to make sure that when those negotiations come around that he's happy here and that he'd like to stay here. So I think he's off to a great start right now, and hopefully it'll continue, and with his success on his line, that success will spread throughout his teammates and spell victories for the Kings. Anything else, Kevin?
That's it. Let's hope he keeps it up, and go Kings. Thanks, Darrell. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the support, Kevin, and thanks for calling in tonight. All right, we're going to go to Sean. Sean, you're on Kings Talk. What are your questions or comments tonight?
First of all, great game tonight. We got to a slow start. I believe that my turn point was for that 5-on-3 penalty that we got in the third. After that, I knew we were going to win the game.
Yeah, I think when you look at the 5-on-3, it's been a couple of times on this particular homestand. It's been a pivotal part of the hockey game. The other night they killed one off, and then they went on to score a few goals right after that. Tonight, 45 seconds worth on a penalty kill, and you've got guys like Drew Doughty in a penalty box. You really have to give the guys a lot of credit. They've now been short two men on five occasions this year, and almost averaging out a minute per penalty kill, and they've been able to get the job done. It's a combination of getting timely stops from the goaltenders, some big face-off wins, and all three players on the ice, regardless of be defensemen or forwards, those guys sacrificing the bodies and getting in those shooting lanes, blocking a lot of shots. And it's times like that that I think you really see how much of a team effort it takes and, you know, what it means to those guys. Everybody really buckles down, and the Kings have done a great job. A lot of pride in the penalty killers, and tonight was a big factor in tonight's win. So a lot of credit to those guys, again, starting between the pipes with the goaltender. Enroth was solid, didn't have a lot of challenging saves, but when called upon, he made the saves. And then the defense, and like I say, whatever forwards were on the ice at the time, those guys got in those shooting and passing lanes, and that was a huge kill in a big part of the game. Anything else, Sean?
First of all, Enroth in his home debut tonight was amazing. And I just want your thoughts on this upcoming five-game road trip after Saturday night.
Well, you know, you want to go into a road trip, especially one with a five-game length. You want to go in on a positive note. And if the Kings can complete this homestand with another victory against the Edmonton Oilers, it'll put them in a lot better position. I think when you look at the opponents, and I think you have to take them one at a time. You know, the Philadelphia Flyers are a team right now. They're a little bit on the up and down side. You know, they're a different team from game to game, but they're a competitive hockey club. And you know that they're going to be solid, especially in their building. And when the Kings go in there, you're going to have traveled the day before. So Philadelphia look to get off to a good start. And I think it's important for the Kings when they start that road trip to play with a lot of patience. Stay out of the penalty box. You don't want to take too many penalties. You don't want to let the home team to build on any momentum. And Daryl Sutter's going to have the challenge of the opposing coaches having the line changes, the last line change, to be able to get the matchups that they want. Kings can really help themselves on the road by having more success in the faceoff circle. That'll lead to more time and possession. But I think if the Kings continue to keep taking a game like they did tonight in the second half, that strong defensive style of hockey, they're going to put themselves in a good position. The Detroit Red Wings were always a tough team to play against. Carolina, we saw them already once this year, a competitive hockey club. And then the two Florida teams. So it's not going to be an easy trip for the Kings, but it also is a trip that they could have some success on. So you started with the first one in Philadelphia. You want to get off on the right foot. You can't win them all unless you win the first, and that'll be the mindset the Kings take.
Sean, appreciate the call. You ready for our question for tonight?
Hopefully I can break the streak. Let's go for it.
Okay, here we go. Who is the only captain in Kings history who also played for the New York Islanders? Who is the only captain in Kings history who also played for the Islanders? Give me a name. Any idea?
Oh, man. The only person I don't know. I know he never wore the captain, but the only person I can think of is Ziggy Palfian, and now I'm 0-11.
Okay, yeah, no, Ziggy wasn't. He played for the Islanders and the Kings. That's a good guess.
The streak continues.
The streak continues for Sean. 800-222-5222. Kings Talk here at the Mixing Room. JW Marriott, a 2-1 win for the Kings over the Islanders. The Kings back in first place, 1 point ahead of both Vancouver and Arizona. Vancouver lost and Arizona won their game tonight. They beat Edmonton in Arizona. The rookie Max Domi with his eighth goal. Let's go to West Hollywood. Darren is next up on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Nick. First of all, congratulations on the Hall of Fame nomination or the induction. Congratulations. It's much deserved. I am the drummer for the band Goldfinger, and I've been a fan of the Kings and your work for a very long time. And I just want to throw this out there. Jonas Enroth has played three games, and he's now 3-0, and I believe he's only let in two goals in those three games. Do you think that there's a chance that Daryl Sutter might look to Jonas Enroth for more games down the stretch? And if not, do you think he might become potential trade bait down the line?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think anybody's play dictates how much they play. And he's played well. He was solid tonight. Maybe a little jittery at the start, but he settled in nicely. Had some big stops in that third period. I think as long as he's winning his share of games, he'll probably draw more starts to keep Quick fresher. I know we've talked about this in the past, but Daryl Sutter coached teams. He's always kind of leaned down his number one goaltender to play a lot. He had Kiprusoff in Calgary, Nabokov in San Jose, Eddie Belfour in Chicago, and they seem to play almost every single night. Schedule hasn't been too bad, only two back-to-backs to this point, but, you know, as long as Enroth keeps putting up W's, he'll probably get more starts because he's earned them. So that would be my take. And I think if he's playing well for your team, you know, why would you want to trade him knowing that he's a real good insurance policy for a guy like Quick? I mean, you have to remember they acquired him because they lost a backup goaltender in Martin Jones.
And I think when you look at Enroth, you know, the stage where he's at coming to, you know, the Kings this year, I think had there been a number one job out there, he probably would have taken that job. So to say if he plays a handful of games, 7 or 8 games, you know, let's say halfway through the season, not sure whether or not there's going to be a team, unless there's a lot of injuries going around at the time, that a team is going to step up and try to take him on as a number one goaltender. He's going to go back into a backup role, and I think he'd be content staying where he's at. He's in a good environment. He plays to a team that takes a lot of pride in their defense, and that's one of the reasons why he's been able to thrive and succeed in the games that he's played in. He's gotten a lot of help from his team. The guys were blocking a lot of shots tonight, and I think he's starting to learn and be comfortable playing with these guys. So I don't see him wanting to go anywhere, and nor do I see the Kings looking to move him at any time.
Darren, give me the right name. Who is the only captain in Kings history who also played for the Islanders? Any idea?
Yeah, I heard you throw that question out to the caller before me, and the only guy that really comes to mind, and this is a shot in the dark, maybe an educated guess, Mattias Norrström?
No, Mattias never played for the Islanders. He left the Kings, and he played for the Dallas Stars before he retired. But a good guess, he was a Kings captain. Darren, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. We're at the mixing room at the JW Marriott. We've got Athena and Lindsay of the Ice Crew helping out tonight. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more of your calls. The Kings a winner tonight over the Islanders, 2-1. Kings back in first place. We'll be right back.
Do you have trouble getting a good night's sleep? Most adults do for one reason or another, and I was no different until I found My Pillow, and I've never slept better. If you've got back or neck pain, if you suffer from insomnia, if you snore, do what I did. Get a My Pillow. It's made in the USA, it's machine washable and dryable, and it comes with a 10-year warranty. And if it's not the best night's sleep you've ever had, you've got 60 days to return it for a full refund. But don't just take my word for it. My Pillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. So My Pillow is making their biggest offer in history. Listen to this. Buy any My Pillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second My Pillow absolutely free. Just use discount code KINGS at checkout, and you'll also receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on the MyPillow.com site. Find out what more than 4 million people, including me, Nick Nixon, already know. My Pillow. Best night's sleep you've ever had. Guaranteed. And remember, use the discount code KINGS at MyPillow.com.
Someone told me that we gained a whole hour with daylight savings time. 25 hours in a day now? What's that?
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
You could win a brand new Infiniti Q50.
Number two.
Don't miss the amazing Morongo $300,000 giveaway.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Spice up your weekend with Little Joe y La Familia. Performing live Friday, November 20th.
Morongo. Good times.
Win a grand in holiday cash by playing the KABC
$1,000 Holiday High-Low Game.
Just listen for the cue to call between 10 after and 20 after the hour. Then lucky caller 7 gets a chance to guess the lucky number for $1,000. The KABC $1,000 Holiday High-Low Game. Another reason why it really pays to listen. 790 KABC.
King to cover, who scores?
The home of Kings hockey.
KABC, Los Angeles,
Orange County,
a Cumulus station. We are all Kings, and we can all talk. Well, most of us anyway. Call Nick and Daryl now at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222. Or 5-goo-goo-goo to you, little fella.
All right, back here at the mixing room with the JW Marriott. The Kings a winner tonight, 2-1 over the New York Islanders. And we mentioned Vancouver lost their game. Arizona won theirs. The other teams in the division that played Edmonton lost, Calgary lost, San Jose and Anaheim did not play. Anaheim will host the Islanders tomorrow. So the Kings have 20 points, first place, a point ahead of both Vancouver and Arizona. Then San Jose and Anaheim 14 each. Edmonton 12 and Calgary with 11. The Kings now 6-5-0 on home ice. 800-222-5222. Our question, who is the only captain in Kings history who also played for the New York Islanders? And let's go to a gentleman here at the mixing room here tonight. Hello there, sir. What is your name?
My name is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, good. You can face us. Don't be shy. What's up tonight?
I just wanted to make a guess at the question you guys have.
Yeah, fire away.
I think it was Dave Lewis.
Dave Lewis, yes. Yeah, Dave Lewis began his career with the New York Islanders in 1973. He was traded to the Kings in 1980 and captained the Kings for 2 years, 81-82 season, 82-83. He was involved in a trade. It was Lewis and Billy Harris came to the Kings in exchange for Butch Goring. And a trade that George McGuire, the one-time Kings general manager, admitted later on the worst trade he ever made. He traded Goring to the Islanders, who went on to win four straight Stanley Cups. Give the ladies your address, and we'll get you Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket. Okay. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Nick in Salt Lake City. Next up on the show, Nick, while you give us your thoughts on the Kings, we'll come up with another question tonight. Hi, Nick. It's the Nick Show. We got Nick here, Nick in Salt Lake.
Nick at night.
Nick at night. All right, what's up?
Hopefully it's an easy question. No, I'm just kidding.
They're all tough. They're all tough, aren't they?
Yeah, but I Google sometimes. You guys know that.
I know. What's on your mind tonight?
So good. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
First of all, Nick, I just want to congratulate you from the other night from being in the Kings Hall of Fame. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, so what I want to talk about tonight is the Kings are playing really well. You know, it seems like they're playing really awesome at home. What I want to ask you guys is, are we going to see – I mean, I know the White King is going to be out the rest of the year, but are we going to see him at all this year? And are we going to see Matt Green play at all again this year? And I have a question about the new ruling and for the NHL. I was wondering, if you win a challenge, do you still get – it's like football, right? Do you get your timeouts, or do you lose a timeout if you lose a challenge? How does that work?
Yes, if you win your challenge, you retain your timeout. If you lose it, you lose your timeout. So I hope that explains that clear enough. The two guys that are injured right now, first of all, Matt Green, he's skating with the team. He's getting involved in practice, so he's not too far away. Maybe as early as sometime on that next road trip that's going to be five games, we'll have a better indication, and maybe he might even play on that trip. Again, I'm just kind of guesstimating at that, but he is involved in practice. He's feeling more comfortable each day. Dwight King, with a broken toe that happened at the end of training camp. Yeah, he's going to play again. He's not on the ice yet. He's working out in the gym. He's off crutches and things like that, so he's moving around a little bit more comfortably, but it's still he's still a little bit ways away, and until he gets on the ice, there's no point in trying to make a guess as when he's going to return, but he will return.
Yeah, it's been, I think, 5 weeks this Saturday that he broke his foot, his toe, in that last preseason game, and usually they say bone 6 to 8 weeks to heal, and then he's got to skate. He's got to get in shape and get some contact. So maybe November 12th, maybe sometime in early December at the earliest. We'll see. Nick, here's your question. Who is the only player in NHL history to make the first or second All-Star team in each of his first 17 seasons? It's obviously a great player. It's a Hall of Fame player. He's the only player to be named to the first or second team in each of his first 17 seasons. Give me a guess.
I'm going to take a hint. I don't know if it's a hint, but I'm going to say, is he a Kings player?
Can't give you another. I just gave you a hint. He's in the Hall of Fame. You want me to give you an answer, too?
No. All right. Let's just say Hall of Fame. Is Wayne Gretzky in the Hall of Fame?
He better be. If he's not in there, I don't know what I'm doing in there.
But I'm saying Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky, incorrect, but a great guess. Thank you. That would be my logical guess. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Richard in West Covina next up on King's Talk. Hi, Richard.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Great. Congratulations, Nick, on your admittance into the Hall of Fame. Great
you.
Job
Thank
throughout
you.
The years, definitely. I had a question. It's in regards to a play that I saw earlier this week. It had to do with a puck that was shot. The goaltender dropped his stick. The puck hit the stick and then hit the post but did not go in. Would that be registered as a shot on goal and a save, or it would be a total wash?
No. Any puck that hits the post is considered a missed shot. Because
okay.
It's not on goal. The logical thinking there is the only way you can score a goal is by shooting it on goal. So if you don't put a shot on net, if it hits the post, goes wide, it's not a shot on goal. So, yeah. Now, if the goaltender or defensive player threw his stick at the player with the puck or at the puck itself, there could be a major penalty or a penalty shot awarded depending on what zone infraction incurs in. But if the goalie just dropped his stick because of all the commotion and the shot then hits the post, it's a no goal. There's no penalty. Play just continues.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought it'd be a registered save or something because it hit his stick, but he didn't have it. So.
Yeah. No. I mean, pucks, outlet passes, hit broken sticks on the ice all the time, and it's just part of the play. It's just the way it is, unless, of course, there was an intent on the player that had that stick to break up a play again by throwing it. Richard, it is not Wayne Gretzky, but who is the only player in NHL history to be named to the first or second All-Star team in each of his first 17 seasons? Who is it?
Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe, incorrect. See the obvious ones. I mean, good guess. Thank you. Obviously, this player's got to play for at least 17 years. 800-222-5222, 800-ABC-KABC. Kings over the Islanders 2-1 tonight. They wrap up the homestand with Edmonton here on Saturday. It's a 7 o'clock face-off. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame. Here at the mixing room, we've got a gentleman here. Hello there, sir. What is your name?
My name's Jim.
Jim, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's up tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say congratulations on making the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
And my question is for both of you, actually. What do you think of Gabrick's play tonight? And do you think, you know, his issues are more like he's thinking too much? Because it seemed to be that, you know, during every play, there was like a hesitation if there was a turnover or such, where he just kind of was looking at the play and not immediately following it.
I think a player, you know, any time that you don't have success, especially when you're a player that is accustomed to putting a puck in the net or at least getting a lot of chances, you start to think, probably overthink to a fault. And I think that's what he's going through a little bit right now. You know, he had some tough breaks. We've seen, you know, from time to time he gets it going, but there's not the consistency there. And I think the big thing is he's got to look at, as long as the team is winning, then he's going to be able to buy a little bit more time. But the Kings need his contribution because he's a guy who's got that separation speed. He shoots the puck well, plays left and right side. We saw what he can do in the playoffs back in 2014 when he scored the most goals in the playoffs. So the Kings need some of that. But I think from his standpoint, just don't even think about that. Just try to get the legs going as much as possible, especially if he's going to play on the ice with a guy like Kopitar. Kopitar is going to get you the puck. Get your stick on the ice, and he's got to go to those hard areas. Get to the front of the net, whether they bounce it off his backside, off his head. He gets a rebound, a third attempt, a redirection or something like that. He just needs to break the dam, and he's a guy that can score a lot of goals in a short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, who would have thought 16 games into the season he'd have 2 points, a goal and an assist. And a slow start for a lot of veterans. Dustin Brown got his first goal here the other night. Andre Kopitar's assist on the power play goal tonight was his first power play point. And he's a guy that's usually leading your team or among the top two or three in power play points. But the good news is the Kings are in first place without a number of these guys scoring goals. So you'd like to think that some of them will start scoring, and then that will improve the Kings' record, obviously. Now, Jim, it's not Wayne Gretzky. It's not Gordie Howe, which would be logical guesses. This guy is in the Hall of Fame. He had a long career, obviously. He's the only player to make the first or second team in each of his first 17 seasons. Who is it?
I'm going to go with Ray Bourque.
Ray Bourque. Is he right? Yes, he's right. Congratulations, Ray Bourque.
Well, they're hot in the mixing room tonight.
His rookie year was 79-80. And he was either on the first or second All-Star team up until 95-96. He was playing when I was in the minor leagues. I remember seeing him. I think the Boston Bruins played the New York Rangers at the old New Haven Coliseum when I was doing games there. And it was a preseason game. And then, of course, when I came to the Kings in 81, Bourque was establishing himself. And to me, in my, well, this is my 40th season or 30th, something like that, of doing pro games, two defensemen stand out as being as good when they first started, as good as they were when they ended their career after 20-plus years in the league, Ray Bourque and Nick Lidstrom.
I was just going to say, we saw the other one
yeah,
the other night.
Yep, that's right.
I would agree with
yeah,
you. Yep.
I mean, they played as well at the end of their careers and as they did in the beginning and every game in between. There's just no nights off for, and I don't know how true it is, but somebody I think told me that maybe moved from the Bruins became a King, but Ray Bourque showed up at every practice, optional, never missed an optional skate. He was a captain for many yep. years, and that's the kind of leadership he provided that organization. All right, so we're 2 for 2 here at the mixing room. 800-222-5222. Let's go to Nick in Newport Beach. Next up on King's Talk on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick. First, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Now we just got to get Daryl in.
There you go.
What do you think we are, magicians?
Absolutely. Hey, so, you know, my comment is, you know, the Kings, when they won their two cups, were, you know, their big strength. I mean, one of their big strengths was strength up the middle. And, you know, they had Jared Stoll. You had Mike Richards. You had those guys on the number three and number four lines. And, you know, arguably that's a weakness now because we got the rookies, you know, Andrioff playing on that fourth line and Shore. And those are great young guys, but I think it's a bit of a weakness. And I've been hearing these rumors about Patrick Marleau coming to the Kings, and I just wanted you guys to comment on the center position and also on those rumors.
Well, you know, I hate to comment on rumors because usually they just end up being rumors that never come to fruition in terms of trades. But I don't know if Patrick Marleau would be an answer at center because he's played mostly left wing, as far as I know, in games in recent years against the Kings. He's had great numbers against the Kings. He's got great wheels, still can skate with the best of them. The issue to me, if you even are considering maybe trying to make a deal for him, is cap space because of his contract. Now, San Jose could eat some of it, but, you know, to me, if you're going to be involved in a deal with Marleau with where the Kings are at with the cap, it's going to be a deal where some bodies that are regulars at the NHL are going to go the other way to San Jose.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And you know, I think when you look at, you know, the youngsters that are playing up the middle of the ice right now, and the Kings have another young player, a player that has that offensive ability in Jordan Wheel that we've only seen in a couple of games. You know, I don't think we've seen him play to his full potential yet, and whether or not he's going to get that chance, only time will tell. But he's a guy that could create some of that offense and give the Kings a little bit more punch offensively. He's not a big guy that is, you know, more of a traditional type of Kings player, but I think he has got the skill set to be able to bring some of that offense. Right now, I think the Kings, because of the personnel changes back in the blue line and some of the guys missing up front, they're really focusing on tightening things up defensively. And after the first few games, handful of games, the Kings have really done a great job at that. They're not giving up a lot of opportunities. The goals against are coming way down. So the Kings are built on take care of defense, and then the offense comes from there. And it led them to a couple of cups, so there's no, you know, there's no point changing it too much, but I'm sure it's something that's on their radar all the time.
Nick in Newport Beach, here's a question for you. Not the easiest one, but which was the last team before the Islanders? The Islanders moved this past offseason from Hempstead to Brooklyn. But who was the last team before the Islanders to move their home arena more than 25 miles, and they kept the same name? Of course, it's still the New York Islanders, even though they play in Brooklyn. Any idea?
Wow, that's a tough one. Well, would it be, I guess I'll throw out here, I'm sure there's other teams, but would it be, well, the Kings, as the Forum is not 25 miles away. What about Arizona?
No, but that's a good guess. Yeah. And there now, of course, Arizona used to be Phoenix. Good guess. Kings didn't move more than 25 miles from the Forum to downtown. But, yeah, good guess. Let's go to Long Beach, 800-222-5222. Salvador next up on Kings Talk on Talk Radio 790. Salvador, how are you?
Yeah, good, Nick. My question for you is, by the way, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. And my question for you is, what do you think of Drew Doughty's play this season so far, and what would it take for him to become the Norris Trophy winner?
You know, it's interesting. I met a lot of people that I've known over the years in Toronto the last couple of days, and Chris Cuthbert, who covers games for TSN, great play-by-play guy. We were talking about Doughty, and he said, boy, I wish Drew would score a few more goals, because that might just seal it for him winning a Norris Trophy. I mean, we see him every night. You know how good defensively he is. He's among the ice time leaders. But, you know, if a Carlson and a Subban and a couple of other players are going to put up 60, 70 points, that's going to really enhance their chance to win the Norris Trophy. So I think if Drew can have a year where he gets 12, 15 goals, maybe 50 or 60 points, that might seal the deal for him. Not saying you need to score those points, but that seems to kind of sway a lot of voters.
And I think, you know, Drew's definitely on the radar, and, you know, what he's accomplished with the Canadian team in the Olympics and things like that. Everybody's aware of what he's capable of doing. Now they just want to see if he can do that. And, you know, having won a couple of Stanley Cups here, you know, that means a lot to him. But he's definitely a player that, with the type of player that he is, that he should be a Norris Trophy winner, not only just once, but he should win it multiple times in his career. And, you know, right now he's off to a good pace. His point production is up from the starts that he's had in the years in the past. On the power play, you know, just like to see him continue to keep shooting the puck, not necessarily trying to or think he's trying to score from back there, because when he just simply gets the puck down to the net, good things happen by doing that. So a quick release will help him, I think, increase his goal output. And I think it's great, you know, what he does on the ice for this team, because he's had so many different partners over the last few years. Now he's the guy that's kind of like the senior in the group. He's bringing in the young guys. He's, you know, Braden McNabb has been playing with him. Jake Muzzin at the beginning of the year was playing with him. And we've seen Derek Forbert play a number of games with him, too. So he's the guy that they're looking to help make things easier for those young guys.
Salvador, here's our third question, which was the last team before the Islanders to move their home arena more than 25 miles, and they kept the same team name. Any idea? Not the Kings.
I'm going to take a crack at this. And
29 other teams.
I want to say the Montreal Canadiens?
Montreal Canadiens. No, incorrect. Thanks for the call, Salvador. We've had two winners already. We'll get in another couple of callers. But first, I want to mention that our winners get Bailey's Best of Popcornopolis gift basket filled with all of your game time favorites, such as the world-famous caramel, cheddar cheese, cinnamon toast, kettle corn, and, of course, zebra. Each flavor handcrafted one batch at a time using only the finest and freshest ingredients available. And we'll get you your basket if you win faster than a Drew Doughty power play slap shot goal. Be sure to visit popcornopolis.com for store locations and delicious gifts for every budget. 800-222-5222. We have a gentleman here at the mixing room. Hello there. What is your name?
Hi, Nick. My name is Phil.
Phil, how are you?
I'm in town from Vegas.
Great. Okay.
The next future NHL market.
It looks like it's going to happen, doesn't it?
It looks like it.
The arena is going to be open, what?
In one March, I think.
Yeah.
Days.
Yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah.
My question is since we don't have Mitchell or Rieger playing for us, do we need to go out and find a stay-at-home defenseman that's big enough that can clear the net?
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting. And maybe we'll have to, you know, pick the brain of Dean Lombardi and Rob Blake and the hockey staff and find out if to prioritize, if they were to upgrade the team, would it be with a defenseman? Would it be with a forward, a center? You'd think that they're pretty good in goal with Quick and the way Enroth is playing. But I think my own personal feeling would be defense, a veteran guy, if it's doable, stay at home or all around. Because the Kings are built that way, goaltending, defense first. And I think, the Kings are one injury away to a key defenseman of, you know, being kind of in a pickle. So that would be my educated guess, but we'll have to research that. Daryl, what do you think?
I would agree. I think the Kings are a defenseman and probably a centerman really right now at away from, you know, putting themselves up amongst, put them at the kind of the top of the elite group. The defenseman being, you know, if there could be a right-handed shot, I think, you know, with the removal of Slava Voynov in the lineup, although he was a puck mover, not necessarily a physical player, it allowed the Kings to be able to play the game in a little different way. And now when you're bringing in youngsters, like let's just say you've got McNabb, who's still kind of coming in, McBain, you know, who's kind of been in and out of the league for the last couple of years, and, you know, Forbert's trying to get his feet wet, it's important. And Matt Green now being out of the lineup, he's that big, heavy kind of stay-at-home defenseman, punishing defense. But saying that, you look at the veteran players like the Willie Mitchells, the Robin Regiers, Rob Scuderis, that's exactly the type of player that the Kings, if they were able to add that into their mixture, that would really solidify what's going on back at the blue line. I think the Kings will explore a lot of different things. You got to look at the contracts, how much time, who's coming into their last year of their contract, maybe who's got a year left, and then the dollar amount. But that's something that'll be on their radar. I'm sure it's already been on their radar, especially when they learned that Slava Voynov would not be coming back this year. I don't think the Kings think that they're pat at defense. They do have Schultz down in Ontario right now, that they know they could use him as a Band-Aid, but he's not necessarily the answer moving forward. And then if it's Christmas time, you know, why not go for it all? You know, bring in a centerman, and again, another guy who especially could be good in the faceoff circle. Guy can put some points up on the board, and then a guy that could make other players better, because the Kings are that close some games. I mean, for whatever the reason, even the 2 years they won the Cups, they didn't score a lot of goals during the regular season, but the game that they play, they just wear you down. They find a way to get the job done. I'm not sure whether or not the personnel that they have on the bottom six is capable of doing that at this stage of their career. So if they could add a veteran up the middle, I think that would help as well.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. Here's the question. Give me the right team. The last team before the Islanders to move their home arena more than 25 miles, and they kept the same team name. It's not the Kings. It's not Montreal.
How about Florida?
Florida. No, incorrect. The last team to move more than 25 miles, the Carolina Hurricanes. They moved 76 miles from Greensboro to Raleigh, North Carolina, for the 99-2000 season. All right. Thanks, everybody, for your calls tonight. We've got to say goodnight. Kings over the Islanders 2-1. They wrap up the homestand here Saturday, 7 o'clock with Edmonton. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame in your home for the Kings all season long. And that, of course, is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Our thanks to Athena and Lindsay, the ice crew ladies, for helping out. Behind the scenes, Wayman Porter, Joe Armstrong, Colin Yee, John Traconis, Christian Collins, Bob Borgen for the trivia. And we will talk to you on Saturday. For Daryl Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night.